It's always a very sobering thought to open the Word of God and break forth the Word of God. And you all don't want to hear from me. We want to hear from the Holy Spirit. So let's agree in prayer. Father, we welcome the presence of your Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray that you will take the words that are spoken tonight, and Father, that your Holy Spirit would blow upon them and ignite those words, that Father, would set our hearts ablaze, Lord God. Father, would we, Father, when we leave here tonight, Father, may I be forgotten and yet and your name exalted, Father, that we would hear your voice. Father, I pray for clarity and focus for everyone that would hear would benefit from the word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. I acknowledge my dependency upon you. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I'm going to put on some glasses here. All right, well, tonight we are talking about aging. I expected a couple of moans. But there's difficult things that we do need to talk about from time to time, and aging, it can be difficult. All right, now for some people, it's not a subject that people like to talk about. Aging is not easy, but we as Christians, we need to know how to age in a way that pleases God. Tonight, if you're having any trouble with the subject, I hope this message will help you to find joy in the journey, because there is certainly joy in the journey. Now, people handle aging differently. Some people deny it. Some people try to delay it. Some people try to defy it. But I'm hoping that you will find delight in it, because God has delight in it. Since your Heavenly Father delights in giving you long life, we should delight in receiving long life. As a parent, have you ever given a gift to one of your children and you were expecting some gratitude and appreciation for that gift and it kind of fell flat? You know, well, God, our Heavenly Father, has given a gift to us, and it's called long life. And we should be thankful for the long life that He has given us. So before we put all of our energy in denying it, delaying it, defying it, we need to really find that place where we delight in it. And yes, I have certainly denied it, and I have tried to delay it, and I have, I guess, tried to defy it. And I've done all the things that I can to hang on to that, to my youth. Joyce Meyer, she has a quote regarding aging, and she says that it's foolish for us to think that we can always do what we've always done. And that is true. Aging, it does sneak up on us. It's funny how we look at other people who are aging, and we say, boy, they're getting old. And then we find out they're the same age as we are. We often put a lot of energy in propping up this earth suit that we live in. But it's going to be exchanged for a new one. And that's okay. Actually, I'm really glad that some of you do work on your earth suit. Seriously, if aging worries you, I want you to leave here with a confidence that God has a good plan, and it includes hope, and it includes a future. And I want you to be able to find that place in aging where you can laugh and enjoy it. So enjoy the journey. I want to share with you some facts from the U.S. Census Bureau. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the number of people over 65 is growing at a rapid pace, and I'm sure most of you know that. In 1960, there were 17 million people over the age of 65 and over. 20 years later, 1980, there was 23 million people over 65. In the year 2000, there were 31 million people over 65. And in the year 2020, there was 47 million over 65. We live in an aging population, but I believe that God has put us here for such a time as this. People are living longer than previous generations, and God is not surprised by this. God has numbered our days. We live in crazy times, and I think we are going to be a part of world history. God has chosen to extend our days, and I believe that you and I have a major role to play in these last days. First of all, let me say that aging is not for sissies. King Solomon, he made it clear in Ecclesiastes 12, verses 2 through 5. When you get old, the light from the sun, the light from the sun, moon, and stars will grow dark. The clouds will never seem to go away. At that time, your arms will shake and your legs will become weak. Your teeth will fall out and you cannot chew, and your eyes will not see clearly, and your ears will be deaf and to the noise of the streets. You will wake up when the birds start singing, but you can barely hear them singing. You will fear high places. You will be afraid to go for a walk. Your hair will become white. You will limp along like a grasshopper when you walk. Your appetite will be gone. Then you will go to your everlasting home, and people will go to your funeral. Wow. How you like that for an encouraging word? Maybe I should just stop right there. Solomon was a bit cynical, I guess you might say. But I'm going to skip a few verses down because this is where he really brings it together with a very important point. I'm going to skip down to verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 says, "Now everything has been heard, so I give my final advice. Honor God and obey his commands, because this is all people must do." This is all people must do. Obey God. Honor God and obey his commands. God is looking for people that will honor him and that will obey his commands. And if we do, surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We are all going to age and continue to age unless the rapture takes place first. We as Christians are not exempt from aging, but we do not age like other people in this world. It is different for Christians. As we just heard in Ecclesiastes, old age brings difficulties, and yes, that is true. Jesus told us that in this world, you will have tribulation, you will have trouble. The Bible also says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And we live in a fallen world. And some of the things that we go through is just because this is the world we live in. However, for those who honor God and keep his commands, even aging loses its sting. If you will obey God and keep his commands, God has many promises of blessings that are related to aging in store for you. Now, the first point I want to bring to your attention tonight is hold on to God's perspective. Would you say that? Sadly, so many people entering into their retirement years have given in to the world's narrative about aging. And we've come into agreement many times with the difficulties of old age. And I'm on a mission to change that. There are things that, you know, we have all heard, and you're over the hill, stuck in your old ways, you've passed your prime, can't teach old dogs new tricks, and so forth and so on, et cetera, et cetera. There are so many things like that, and many times believers have unfortunately grasped hold some of those things, and we want to grasp hold of God's perspective. As believers, we want to break free from the worldly narrative, and And in order to break free from that worldly narrative, we have to come to a place of repentance and turn from our complaining and our negativity towards aging. God has a promised land experience for each of us. And it was the complaining that kept Israel in the wilderness. And it's time that us aging saints need to get out of the wilderness, and we need to grab hold of God's perspective. We need to come into agreement with what God has to say about aging. Let's look at some scriptures related to aging. In Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4, it says, "Even as you grow old and your hair turns gray, I'll keep carrying you. I am your maker and your caregiver. I will carry you and be your savior." Amen. Isn't that powerful? And in Psalms 92, verses 12 through 15, it says, "Those who do what is right," and notice there's your condition right there, "those who do what is right will grow like a palm tree. They will grow strong like a cedar tree in Lebanon. Their roots will be firm in the house of the Lord. They will grow strong and healthy in the courtyards of our God. When they get old, they will still bear fruit." Hallelujah! "Like young trees, they will stay fresh and strong." Boy, that's a good verse. We got to keep bearing fruit. Then in Job chapter 5, verse 26, it says, "You will come to the grave in full vigor, like sheaves gathered in season." Another version says, "You shall live a long, good life like standing grain. You will not be harvested until it's time." Yes. And then one more verse, and there are many verses, but I'm going to just do one more verse here. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint." So we as believers, we need to set the standard for aging. People need to look at our lives and say, "That's how I want to live. That's how I want to age." Those few scriptures really reveal to us, even in those few scriptures, the heart of God regarding aging. I love to speak with older people, which is, you know, most all of you here anyway. I like to listen to how they handle aging and how they handle the difficulties that come with aging. Some of the things I have heard, I really find that I'm really latching hold of and holding on to. Now, many of you, I think most all of you, know Pierco Lee, who served here so faithfully for many years in the House of Blessing. And I was speaking with her recently, and she's of course dealing with aging, but she's also, you know, like the rest of us, well, like you all, she's dealing with aging, but she's also dealing with cancer. And she had stopped by here some time back and visited for a little while, and she said something that really, like, "Oh, that's good. I got to hang on to that." She said, "Billy," she knew me when I was Billy. I've known her a long time. "Billy, I'm not planning my funeral. I'm planning my future." I thought, yes. You know, even though we're going to go through hard times, there are difficult things, there are challenges with aging. Look at the response that she had to it. I'm not planning my funeral, I'm planning my future. I love the tenacity and the fight that she has. She is truly an inspiration to all of us. And I know someone else who agrees with her about planning her future, and that's God. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says, "I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope." You know, I think many Christians have often isolated this scripture for the youth. But you know, all of its promises are yes and amen. And this is a promise for us that there is hope regardless of our age. There is a future regardless of our age because we pass from life to life. And God's got a good plan. This world will sometimes say you are past your prime. Excuse me? I don't think so. We need to know that God does not measure people the way we measure people. And God does not measure time the way we measure time. You and I, we are always entering our prime. Let me say that again. We are always entering our prime. Let me tell you why, based on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away. Maybe I should go. Outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. So you are entering your prime. You are being renewed day by day. What counts, what really counts, is the inside, the real you. This facade, what you're looking at here, this isn't the real me. Your best years are always ahead of you because we are eternal beings. And the scripture continues to say, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. I love that. There is a glory. There is an eternal glory. We are putting treasure in heaven. There's another translation that says, our temporary minor problems are producing an eternal stockpile of glory for us that is beyond all comparison. I mean, think about that. Wow. You know, as dark as some of the places are that we have in life and the difficulties that aging bring, in comparison, it is but a light and momentary affliction. It is just a light thing it's temporary because this life is just a blank. This is our boot camp. All the stuff, this is just camping gear. This is not our home. And so it, in comparison, it doesn't compare to all eternity. You know, there is, you've looked in the mirror and people have said that the mirror doesn't lie. I really think that it does. Because the real you is not the you that you see in the mirror. You need to look deeply behind those eyes. Because the real you is eternal. What you see in the mirror is only your earth suit or the shell that you live in. It is time to grab a hold of God's perspective about aging. It is time to see things through the eyes of the kingdom. Let's go to our second point. Our second point is hold on to the vision and purpose. Hold on. Would you say that? Hold on to vision and purpose. I have here a death certificate. And I think there are a lot of death certificates that are filled out incorrectly, especially where it says the cause of death. I believe for a lot of people, the cause of death is a loss of vision, a loss of purpose. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. See, the lack of vision is toxic. And we need to go throughout our life carrying vision, carrying purpose. You may not always do what you were doing, and that's okay. Remember, God doesn't measure people like we measure people. God doesn't value people like we value them, and we value them according to what they can do for us and what they can provide and their gifts or their abilities. But God looks past all of that. And so even as we age, we need to hang on to purpose and to vision. Now, there is a very noble statement that is made quite often regarding aging. And people will say, well, it's time to pass the baton. And I understand that. David Jeremiah, he talks about that sometimes. He says, we pass the baton too quickly sometimes. And sometimes we just need to share it a while, okay? I still got some use out of this baton. We're going to share it. But I want to encourage you to hold on to the baton as long as you can. You can share that, and you can be a mentor to someone else. And there will be, and there are times when you reach that point where you just can't do what you always did. Well, pass the baton, pick up another one. Oops. That's all right. Pass the baton and pick up another one. We need to always be carrying vision and purpose. Now, the baton you pick up may not be as heavy as the last one, and that's okay. And remember, because God doesn't look at that, oh, well, you're not doing what you used to do, because God knows where we are in life. I want to read a verse from Acts, chapter 20, verse 24, regarding purpose and goals and vision. My only goal is to finish the race. I want to complete the work the Lord Jesus has given me. He wants me to tell others about the good news of God's grace. Now, there's a goal. There's a purpose. Now, don't allow yourself as you age to become stagnant and to become still. Your gifts and your talents are important to the body of Christ, are important to this church, and the advancement of God's kingdom. If your gift is encouragement, then don't stop. If your gift is hospitality, well, keep blessing people. If your gift is generosity, keep giving. If your gift is helps, keep helping, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Keep vision moving in your life. Above all, keep praying, keep growing, and keep seeking the Father. Remember, there are people watching you, and we need to teach others and show others how to age. And my third point, hold on to Jesus and finish well. Would you say that, please? Yes, finishing well is so important. In 2 Timothy, verse 4, 7 through 8, it says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is a crown waiting for me. It is given to those who are right with God. The Lord, who judges fairly, will give it to me on that day he returns. He will not give it only to me. He will also give it to all those who are longing for him to return. Powerful scripture regarding finishing well. This scripture talks about finishing well, talks about receiving our reward, and I know each of us want to finish well, and God is going to walk with us and help us to finish well. God doesn't want us to be sidelined. God wants everyone in the game, young, old, and in between. We are the church. We are the bride of Christ. And we need to make ourselves ready because Jesus is coming. We all have a part to play in preparing for his return. If you want to finish well, you've got to keep moving forward. If you get stuck with hopelessness, then you need to get rid of it. The enemy wants you stuck. He doesn't want you to finish well. He wants you to be stuck in regret, stuck in complacency, stuck in loss, stuck in grief, stuck in apathy, stuck in hopelessness, stuck in an old man's rubble. Many of you may remember an Amy Grant song from years ago called An Old Man's Rubble. How many of you remember that one? Actually, I would like to read the lyrics to that section of the song. And the lyrics say, "Are you living in an old man's rubble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you'll eventually die." Boy, that's powerful. Powerful words in that. Let's finish well. Jesus wants us to shake off the old man's rubble. You know, I like the imagery of an old man's rubble as I think about that. And I looked up the word rubble. Listen to how the word rubble is defined. Rubble is what is left behind after a collapse. That's powerful. So many people that are aging in years, they just collapse in their misery, collapse in their sickness, or collapse. We can't collapse. We got to shake off the old man's rubble. It's time to make the decision that you're going to get out of that stuck place. Right now, I want to lead you in prayer. I would like for us to pray together. And I'd like to, if you've been struggling with aging, and, you know, hey, I just joined the Medicare club this past December. So I'm new to the club. But if you've been struggling with aging, I want to lead you in a prayer. And as I pray, you can just pray in your heart or pray out loud, however you'd like to. But we're going to get rid of some of those places of being stuck. So, Father, and you just can pray after me and pray in your heart. Father, thank you for long life. I acknowledge that old age is a blessing and not a curse. Today, I repent and turn from any complaining or any negativity I've had related to aging. I refuse to stay in that wilderness place. Today, I know you are calling me out and releasing me from the chains that have held me captive and stuck. I receive your freedom in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to break, as we're praying, I'd like to pray over you and break some generational curses as well. So just agree with me in prayer as I pray that. I break the generational curse of cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against it. And Father, right now, I also break the generational curse of high blood pressure in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the generational curse of heart disease in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the generational curse of dementia, Alzheimer's, and cognitive decline in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I break and I renounce and I reject the spirit of fear that wants to overtake your people in the name of Jesus. Father, I break and I renounce and I reject the spirit of infirmity that wants to overtake your people in the name of Jesus. Father, I announce that the blood of Jesus is more powerful than the blood of our earthly ancestors. I announce that my earthly DNA has been covered by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to pray one other thing. I'd like to pray an old age blessing over you. Now, old age is very, you know, it's not got an age set to it. So if you want to have an old age blessing, regardless of your age, just stand up as I pray and pray an old age blessing over you. All right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I proclaim and declare and call it into being that you will bear fruit in old age, in Jesus' name. I proclaim and I declare and I call it into being that you will speak of his mighty acts to the next generation. I proclaim and I declare and call it into being that your strength will be renewed, that you will run and not be weary, that you will walk and not faint.
I proclaim and I declare and I call it into being that you will have the revelation that God has a good plan and that you have a hope and future in the name of Jesus. I proclaim and I declare and I call it into being that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. I proclaim and I declare and I call it into being that God is your caregiver and will carry you. I proclaim and I declare and I call it into being that you will walk in the commandments of God and all will go well with you. I proclaim and I declare and call it into being that God will honor you with long life that satisfies you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as I was preparing for the message tonight, I found a lot of scriptures regarding old age, and I wanted to share them with you. So in the back, you'll find this little pamphlet that fits in your Bible with all kinds of scriptures related to old age. You'll also find the prayer that I just prayed on the back as well. I would encourage you, if your mom and dad is still around, or if you know someone who's aging, pray this blessing over them. Give them the old age blessing and pray over them. Now, if you are visually impaired, I have a large version for you as well. So those are in the back for you to pick up as you leave. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.